And now that we are fully, officially into summer, bring on the books. Here with some suggestions is Petra Mayer, an editor with NPR Books. Petra, good to speak with you again.
I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, for some people, vacations are sometimes the only time they can read.
Yeah, I know. I have to read for work, which is an odd thing to say.
So you probably take a break.
Yeah, vacation is when I read for myself.
That's right. All right. Well, let's see what you would recommend. The first is a book that people may have heard about. Scott Simon had this author on as a guest. It's Homegoing by Yah Jesse. It's a story of slavery. It encompasses both Ghana and the United States. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is a book that a lot of people are talking about right now. The author was born in Ghana and grew up in Alabama, and the book kind of draws on that duality. It starts in the 18th century with two sisters, or half-sisters actually, in Ghana, and one of them marries the local governor and stays there in sort of relative luxury, and the other is imprisoned and taken to America as a slave. And the book sort of follows these parallel branches of the family down through the centuries with, you know, great attention to the terrible impact of slavery. It's not an easy read, but Karen Grigsby Bates, who's a correspondent with Code Switch, called it the epic you've been waiting for. So I think if you want a meaty and immersive summer read, this might be something for you.
Wow. Yeah. And we will link you to Scott Simon's interview at herenow.org so you can get a taste. Okay. I can't believe the whole Manson era, the whole Manson story is back again. There's another book getting a lot of attention, Emma Klein's The Girls. And this is about a young woman who gets caught up in what sounds like a Charles Manson-like cult. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the Manson murders are the sort of story that'll never go away. I think it's just going to keep echoing. Actually, I just finished listening to a series. There's a podcast called You Must Remember This, which is about Hollywood history. And they did an in-depth 12-part series on the Manson murders. Mm. So I was super ready for this book to come along, because what's very interesting about it is, you know, when you think about Charles Manson, you think about how magnetic he was. But this sort of flips the dynamic. Emma Klein comes at the story from the perspective of a teenage girl who, like teenage girls generally, just desperately wants to be seen and noticed. And she gets that attention from a group of young women who are clearly part of a Manson-esque cult. So it's very, it takes the part of an outsider in this situation, of a woman in a normally sort of very masculine narrative. And it's part of that genre that I like to call one fateful summer books. You know, my life was changed forever by that one fateful summer. Yeah. So it's a pretty good example of that. It's spooky. It's definitely going to send a chill down your spine.
Okay. So not for kids.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Okay. Your next selection, Modern Lovers. This is by Emma Straub. She's the daughter of the horror writer Peter Straub. Mm-hmm. And at first blush, it sounds like, no, two couples and their teenage children living on a block in Brooklyn.
I know, aging hipsters in Didymus Park. I know, don't turn off the radio just yet. But I think the way that Emma Straub approaches these couples and the various undercurrents in their relationships, the idea is they're sort of sliding toward midlife crisis. Three of them used to be in a band in college. Of course, they all went to Oberlin.
Of course.
And the fourth member of their band is the one who got famous and died young. And as the book opens, they find out there's going to be a movie about her. And it sort of sets off this, they all basically fly into a tizzy.
Okay. Well, the reviews have been extraordinary.
Yeah. So. It's very thoughtful. It's very sensitive. It's very funny, even though I haven't made it sound funny. And there's also a cat named Iggy Pop, which is a great name for a cat.
There you go. Okay, moving on to science fiction and fantasy, which we know you love. Mm-hmm. Central Station by Lavi Tidhar. NPR reviewer Jason Sheehan says he holds the title for the best opening paragraph in the history of modern science fiction. So we have to hear it. Can you read it?
Sure. I'll read you part of it because some of it's not fit for a family radio station.
Yeah.
But here are the opening two sentences anyways. The smell of rain caught them unprepared. It was spring. There was that smell of jasmine, and it mixed with the hum of electric buses, and there were solar gliders in the sky like flocks of birds. So that really puts you in a place, and the place that it puts you is a far future version of Tel Aviv that's dominated by a giant interplanetary spaceport. And it's sort of a set of interlinked stories all following the same groups of characters. You know, one of the things that I love that attracts me so much about science fiction and fantasy is the world building. And you really do get a sense of the way it smells and tastes and what the air feels like. It's this sort of dusty, bustling spaceport with all kinds of people, with, you know, returning Martian spacemen and data vampires and antique booksellers and cyborg soldiers all mixing together in the streets and probably having a beer together. It's a great world to spend some time in for your summer vacation. Why not?
Okay, why not? If you can't go anywhere, we always say this, if you can't go anywhere, go in a book. Go deep in a book.
Go to the library.
Right, and it'll take you places. Another author who writes science fiction, Ken Liu. He has a collection of short stories, The Paper Menagerie and Other Stories, an author from Stoughton, Massachusetts. And we read he does most of his writing while commuting from his home to Boston to his day job as an intellectual property consultant.
Which is truly amazing, because he's written some big doorstopper books. Yeah, The Paper Menagerie, which is the central story in this new collection, won like every single award possible. And I was, in fact, I was reading it here in the studio just now, and I was tearing up because it's so, I'm looking at my notes, and my notes say, mother, son, paper, animals, Chinese immigrants' assimilation, so sad. It's about a young man who's half American, half Chinese, and his troubled relationship with his mother, who makes him these magical paper animals, and you will cry. It's so good and so sad.
Okay. Well, spilling tears over your summer book is always a good thing, I think. Yeah. And by the way, if you've just joined us, we're talking with Petra Mayer of NPR Books. We will have the list of books she's recommending for summer reading, including Ken Liu's The Paper Menagerie and Other Stories at hereandnow.org. One more book that technically isn't new, but you call it a great summer read, Jane Steele by Lindsay Fay. Now, it has elements of Jane Eyre. Who doesn't have elements of Jane Eyre in their book? But this isn't your mother's Jane Eyre.
No, not at all. So, yeah, I sort of went back and forth about whether this was really a summer book because it came out at the end of March. But what I want in a summer book is I want it to be absorb. I want to get sucked right into it. I want it to be fast-paced and immersive, and I want to fall in love with these characters like you fall in love with people at summer camp, sort of brief and intense, and then it's over, you know? So this is a very meta take on Jane Eyre. Interestingly enough, this character, Jane Steele, exists in a world where she knows there's a novel, Jane Eyre, and she wants to read it because it had some weird parallels with her own life. But if you imagine Jane, the original Jane, she kind of gets kicked from pillar to post by unsympathetic grown-ups and jerk men and, you know, mean school headmasters. And this Jane, a lot of the reviews call her a serial killer, but she's not a serial killer, really. She just is prone to very dramatic solutions to her problems.
Oh.
she's not afraid to get someone drunk and push them into a river if they've done her wrong.
I don't think that'd be a good defense.
She's a great character, though, and well worth spending some time with.
It sounds like there's a little bit of satire in there.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of satire, but it's also she has agency in a way that the original Jane does not. She lives her own life on her own terms.
For Jane, who couldn't? Okay, we know you have a project you want to talk about. We just want to get a quick mention in here. Read, Watch, Binge.
Yeah, this is the Arts Desk's big summer project. It's based on the idea of recommendation algorithms. So if you you go to Amazon, it says people who bought this book bought that book. So our big innovation is humans. These are a series of three lists that are intensively curated by actual real humans. One is a movie list. One is a book list that's going to come out soon. The movie list is actually already up. And then last one will be for TV. And the idea is, for example, if you like this movie, you should read this book, but also watch this TV show or maybe check out this podcast. We give you a whole bunch of sort of cross-platform content, which sounds very dry, but I promise there's some really great stuff in there.
Now, that is so cool, because sometimes you finish seeing, okay, Call the Midwives has ended for the season, but what might be a book that could continue it for you?
Yeah, actually, Call the Midwife is one of the titles that's on our movie list. We paired it with Brooklyn, which is that movie with Saoirse Ronan, and she's a young Irish immigrant in Brooklyn in the 1950s. And we thought they had a similar feel to them about sort of young women making their way in the world. And if you like one, you might like the other.
Oh, this is great. I'm on the website now, and I'm scrolling down. I'm seeing if you like The Hunger Games, you might also like Battle Royale or The Most Dangerous Game. That's a book. Like Zootopia, you might also like The Sneetches and Other Stories by Dr. Seuss, or Watership Down by Richard Adams. This is great. This is great.
Thank you. I got a lot of grief for recommending Watership Down, but I think if your kids are grown up enough for Zootopia, they can take Watership Down. It's a great book, and I wish I'd read it sooner than I did.
And here it is. If you like Call the Midwife, you might also like the film Brooklyn and the novel Willa Cather's My Antonia. And that's a recommendation from Lynn Neary. So
we can trust her.
Yeah, we know it's good. We'll link you up to the NPR site at herenow.org. Petra Mayer of NPR Books, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy reading.